This article originally appeared on Health and Hills Today, March 4. Riding the wave of patriotism washing over the country, Black Creek Coffee is serving up some national pride with Canadianos. Social media was abuzz as locals posted photos of the Georgetown Marketplace Coffee Bar's menu. The crossed-out Americano and Canadiano taking its place gave the community a chuckle as well as something to talk about. But to owner Rob Smith, the fun was motivated by the changing winds of international politics. He switched the name to show a little bit of patriotism in the wake of what's going on with the relationship between Canada and America right now. He polled his employees and it came back 100% in favor of changing it. It's generated a lot of conversation. We have a lot of people taking photos of the menu, Smith said. Black Creek barista Jenny Bordage offers a newly rechristened Canadiano. Mansour Tanweer, Health and Hills Today. The move comes amidst economic tensions related to hefty U.S. tariffs and Donald Trump suggesting Canada become America's 51st state. Many sports fans have made their displeasure over this known by booing the Star-Spangled Banner at hockey games. This and similar acts of patriotism across the nation have prompted many businesses, big and small, to drape themselves in the flag. Shops are labeling Canadian goods with some derivative of the maple leaf and flags are popping up on door signs. Smith is carrying on what he has always done, being a big supporter for buying Canadian from when we first launched. Our packaging is designed and manufactured in Burlington by Rootree. Our boxes are made in Brampton. All our tea comes from Genuine Tea in Toronto. So we are a big supporter of buying as local as we can, Smith said. It is perhaps fitting that Black Creek has taken on patriotism as a calling card. The business got its start in Acton, where it launched a roastery. Acton has often been called the most patriotic town in Canada, a moniker which, in a way, stretches as far back as the 1940s. In further supporting local, some of the shop's earnings go to dog rescue charities. The Americano espresso has its origins in the Second World War. When American soldiers in Italy didn't find local espressos to their liking, cafes started adding water to the drinks. This new style of coffee was a hit with their foreign guests, thus solidifying the popularity of the Americano, as the Italians named it.